Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What is going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod, brought to you by thelibertyline.com. I am your host, as always, Victor Williams. Be sure to follow me on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod, Instagram, Twitter, X, whatever it is, even Blue Sky. I broke down. I did it and made the Blue Sky account. I don't know what the app is about. I don't know what it is, but people were saying they're going over there with whatever's going on with Elon and Twitter, whatever it is. So I did make a Blue Sky account, so you could find me over there as well. On today's episode, it is the morning after NFL Sunday. We had an eventful weekend of NFL football, starting with obviously the Eagles and Commanders game on Thursday, all the way through last night. It ended up being a thrilling game between the Bengals and the Chargers. We will be talking about Saquon Barkley putting himself in MVP consideration, not just offensive player of the year, we're talking about most valuable player in the entire NFL. We will also be talking about the Eagles and the Detroit Lions seemingly on a collision course to a potential NFC championship game. If you are new to the show, be sure to subscribe on Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Be sure to leave those reviews, rate 5 stars. They do help with the exposure of the podcast, bring it to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans. Got a lot of good feedback on the last episode on Friday, starting up these solo shows. So thank you guys for taking the time to listen to that, getting on board, and hopefully we have a lot of fun doing these moving forward. So today, for Monday, Saquon Barkley, prized free agent acquisition Saquon Barkley, $13 million a year Saquon Barkley, seemingly underpaid Saquon Barkley, as I outlined some of the other players that get paid as much money as Saquon and don't have nearly the same impact as Barkley does for these Eagles. Does Saquon have a claim to a potential MVP award here in 2024? The last non-quarterback to win the award, Adrian Peterson in 2012, and he only beat Peyton Manning by 11 votes. Peyton Manning was just 11 votes behind him with the season that Adrian Peterson had. Adrian was just one of 4 running backs to win MVP awards since 2000. Taking a look at some of the others who have done it, Marshall Faulk in 2000, Sean Alexander in 2005, LaDainian Tomlinson in 06, and of course Peterson in 2012. Adrian Peterson's stats in 2012 that led him to that award. He had over 2,000 rushing yards, 2,097 rushing yards, 131.1 rushing yards per game, had 12 total rushing touchdowns. He also added 40 receptions, 217 yards. He totaled 2,300 scrimmage yards, totaled that many scrimmage yards. And even with all that, Peyton Manning still almost beat him out for the MVP award, but the voters said, man, AP did it all this year, and there's no way that we cannot give him this award. Now, comparing that to Saquon Barkley, looking at his full season pace, He is on pace right now for 1,933 rushing yards and 14 touchdowns, while also adding 357 yards through the air. He is on pace for 2,290 scrimmage yards. If he is able to attain that number, it would be the 11th highest single season total in NFL history. The entire league history, if Saquon Barkley gets those 2,300 scrimmage yards, he will have the 11th highest single season total in league history. That is a lot to digest. Adrian Peterson had 2,300, and Saquon Barkley is on pace to have those same numbers. And if he does have those numbers by year's end, it would be tough not to consider him for the MVP award as far as impact players are concerned. You look at this year's race right now with Josh Allen's performance against the Chiefs yesterday. I think that puts him in the league. I saw the odds a few minutes ago. I think Josh Allen is leading as of now, plus 150. Lamar Jackson is just behind him because he can't beat the Steelers for whatever reason, so he's fallen behind Josh Allen. But it's not like this is the year of like stellar quarterback play. Josh Allen is having a good year. Yes, Lamar is having a good year. Yes, but this is not the year of stellar quarterback play. Patrick Mahomes is tied for the league interceptions now. League lead interceptions with 11. So it's not like Mahomes, I'm sure he's still top five in the odds some type of way. Even Jalen is ahead of Saquon. If the sports books were any indication as to what kind of chances Saquon Barkley does have to win this award, it's not looking good. Plus 5,000 he sits at. But if he keeps piling up these stats in some of these games coming up, the sports books at some point are going to have to respect it. It's just hard for them to fathom a running back winning this award in 2024. And historically, it's easy to see why. The last seven MVPs have gone to QBs of number one seeded teams. You go all the way back to 2017, Tom Brady of the Patriots, number one seed. 2018, Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs were the number one seed. 2019 was Lamar Jackson, Ravens, number one seed. 2020 and 2021, Aaron Rodgers won both those years. Packers were number one seed both those years. In 2022, Mahomes won again, number one seed. Last season, Lamar Jackson won for the second time with the Ravens as a number one seed. But my question would be, what if the Eagles were to clinch the number one seed? And we'll get into that path a little later on. If the Eagles were to get the number one seed in the NFC and say Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson take a step back in their production, would you give the award to Jalen Hurts? Would Jalen Hurts be deserving of that award? Or would the voters have to look and say Saquon is the reason they got here? Jalen Hurts is putting up great numbers, especially since the bye week. He's a star in his own right. But Saquon has arguably carried the Eagles to more victories this season. And if that trend continues throughout the next how many games are left? Seven games left. If that trend continues, it's going to be tough for the voters to look at the top seeded Eagles and say that Jalen Hurts is the most valuable player on that team. Of course, he'll have an argument, but Saquon has carried the Eagles to numerous victories this year. And with this kind of production, it'd be hard for the voters to look at what each player is contributing to the team and say Saquon is giving the Eagles more right now. Saquon has been such a revelation for the Philadelphia Eagles this year that he is the most valuable player on that offense. I don't know if the Eagles end up with the number one seed, I don't know if Hurts would be the very top reason as to why that is. You would have to take a long look at Saquon Barkley. It'd be, if you ask me, the MVP race would be in that backfield between Hurts and Saquon Barkley. And this is if Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson take a step back. If the Chiefs end up with the number one seed, because they're still 9-1, they suffered their first loss yesterday. If the Chiefs end up as the number one seed, you can't give that award to Mahomes, not with what he's doing this year. If the Chiefs end up with the number one seed and the Eagles end up as the number one seed, historically saying that the MVP award has gone to the QBs of number one seeds the last 7 years, if the Chiefs end up the number one seed, you can't give it to Mahomes. If the Eagles end up the number one seed, can you give it to Jalen over Saquon? Can you feasibly do that? There's an argument to be had for both, but I think Saquon would have a bolder claim to that award if it came down to it, if the things fell down that way. He's right behind Derrick Henry as far as the rushing title is concerned. Derrick Henry on the season, 1,185 yards. That's in 11 games because Baltimore hasn't had their bye week yet. Saquon Barkley, 1,137 yards in one less game than Henry in 10 games. Saquon Barkley is averaging more rushing yards per game than Derrick Henry, 113.7. Derrick Henry is averaging 107.7 rushing yards per game. Saquon is coming for it all. He's coming for the rushing title. He's coming for the Offensive Player of the Year, and he just might be coming for the MVP award. He just might. It's tough. It's tough to back a running back to get that award. And in my mind, I'm like, if McCaffrey didn't get it last year with the season that he had, I don't think anybody will. I don't think a running back can do it. If McCaffrey didn't get it last year, it's tough to make the case that a running back should get it this year. But Saquon has had such a significant impact on this Eagles team that I think voters are going to have to respect it and say he just might be the most valuable player in this NFL, in today's NFL. Running backs are having a resurgence because of Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley. And even guys like Joe Mixon, who's doing a lot for the Texans as well. J.K. Dobbins, who we saw last night doing big things for the Chargers. He's a guy I thought the Eagles would have targeted. That's like a Howie move. That's like we'll get the off injured guy coming off an injury. We'll give him a cheap 1 year deal. He'll excel here. He'll move on, get paid, and we'll do it all again. I thought J.K. Dobbins was going to be the running back signing for Howie Roseman, but he went out and he spent the big bucks on Saquon Barkley. He went and did it, and for good reason. It's paying off through the air, especially on the ground. In pass blocking, Saquon Barkley's picking up blitzes, keeping Jalen Hurts upright. And that is priority number one in this offense, is keeping your franchise quarterback upright. And Saquon pass blocking ability factored into that decision for Howie Roseman as well. I think he has a shot. I think he certainly should be in the conversation for MVP award. If you think that, go ahead and bet him plus 5,000 on the books, throw 10 bucks to win 500 on it. Maybe you'll get a cash out. I'm staring at a cash out for Quinyon Mitchell right now. I put 15 bucks on him to win Defensive Rookie of the Year at plus 1,900. He is plus 250 right now. I'm staring at a $75 cash out. I'm going to ride it out, obviously. But hey, maybe Saquon, if he keeps putting up numbers like this, I understand it's a quarterback award and you could be just pissing money away. But I said it last year. if this is the year to give it to a non-quarterback, I thought McCaffrey deserved it. This year, I'm going to say it again. I understand what Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson are doing, but these running backs are. Lamar is having the season he is because Derrick Henry is there. That's a part of the reason. And Saquon is helping the Eagles, some games single-handedly helping the Eagles to wins. If it wasn't for Saquon's fourth quarter, do the Eagles win that game against the Commanders? I don't know. It was a lackluster game from Jalen, a pedestrian game from Jalen Hurts, and Saquon made sure that they didn't lose that game on Thursday night. He's the reason the Eagles are sitting at 8-2 right now. Hurts had some good games this year. Saquon has had more good games this year, and I think he deserves MVP consideration.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
Speaking of the number one seed, The Detroit Lions. It seems like it's destiny right now for the Eagles and the Lions to meet in the NFC Championship game. I think the question for a lot of fans now is, where is that game going to be? Is it going to be at Ford Field in Detroit, or is it going to be at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia? I'll lay out the schedules for these two teams, the remaining schedules for these two teams. For the Lions, who are sitting at 9-1 currently, the Lions, they are at Indianapolis versus the Bears versus Green Bay versus Buffalo, at Chicago, at 49ers, finishing off the season home against the Vikings. Colts look good yesterday. Are they going to beat the Lions? Probably not. Bears, Caleb Williams is doing everything he can to help Chicago to win those games, and they can't pull it out. Green Bay is a good team. Jordan Love's throwing a lot of interceptions. He's tied with Mahomes for 11. Buffalo's going to be tough. The 49ers, who knows what to make of them right now. And you have Minnesota to end the year with Sam Darnold and a good Vikings offense. The Eagles' remaining schedule. Next week at the Rams, Sunday Night Football, at Baltimore. Arguably game of the year. The two rushing leaders against the two MVP quarterbacks. That's going to be game of the year for a lot of people. And then home against the Panthers, win. Home against the Steelers, that'll be tough. At the Commanders. And then they finish out the season against Cooper Rush. And now Tommy DeVito with Daniel Jones getting benched. Apparently he's the third string. Drew Lock is backing up Tommy DeVito. So they end the season. Dallas Giants, two wins there. Cooper Rush, Tommy DeVito. You beat Baltimore. You are in good shape. We're going to need some help from other teams against the Lions. We're going to need some help from the Green Bays and the Buffaloes. Maybe we'll have to ask the 49ers to do us a favor, as much as we wouldn't like to do that. But the Eagles are in good shape to claim that number one seed. And if that is the case, and they get that first round bye and home field advantage, I am not scared of Jared Goff in Philadelphia. I'm not really scared of him all that much anyway. I'm certainly not scared of him coming to the link in the dead of winter in 20-degree weather, it potentially snow. Jared Goff in the snow, that is a dome. Jared Goff is a dome boy. He played in L.A. all those years. Now he's in Detroit, protected by the dome. I respect that offense. I respect that offense a lot and what Ben Johnson has done with that team. They have the best backfield in football, the best running back duo in Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. Jahmyr Gibbs, I scouted in college because I wanted the Eagles to potentially look at him when I thought they couldn't get Bijan. And then they walked out of that draft with Jalen Carter. So they won anyway. Amon-Ra St. Brown has scored a touchdown in 8 straight games. They have Jameson Williams, who can burn you deep. Sam Laporta didn't play yesterday, and they didn't need him. They put up 52 points. Now, I will say, it was on Mac Jones against a team that gave up weeks ago. They went, like, the Lions went for it on 4th-and-2. They were up by 30. And they went for it on 4th-and-2. Like, what message? We're stat padding. What message are we sending by doing this? The Eagles pull their starters when they're up by 3 possessions in the fourth quarter. The starters don't play. Dan Campbell said, nah, get in there. Run up 50 on them, boys. Run up 50 on them. He wanted to get that taste of those 5 interceptions that Goff threw the week before out so bad. They scored on every single possession yesterday. The Lions did. You're running up the score on Mac Jones and the Jaguars, who are likely firing Doug Peterson any minute now as I record this. I don't know how impressed we're supposed to be about that. They're a great offense. Fantastic offense. But if they have to come to Philadelphia and to the link, into the tundra, against a tough, tough Eagles defense who was ranked top 5 across the board since the bye week, ranked top in points allowed, yards allowed. We'll have a conversation later in the week about the Eagles defense. I don't know. I don't think Jared Goff wants to sign up for that. I really don't think he wants to come to Philadelphia in those conditions and have to see this defense. I really don't think that's the case. The Eagles have the path. The Eagles have the path to the number one seed. It's right in front of them. And it's not like the Detroit Lions offense is impossible to stop. Like, we were given the blueprint on how to stop them. The Bucs beat them week 1. The Texans showed you how to do it. The Saints put up 47 and 44 points the weeks before they played us. Week 1, week 2, 47, 44 points. They came to they played Philadelphia and all that stopped. The Commanders were averaging 29 points per game before playing the Eagles. All that stopped. Ja'Marr Chase and the Bengals are running wild on everybody every single week. Not the Eagles, though. Couldn't do it against the Eagles. Ja'Marr Chase has been on a warpath. He's had 5 touchdowns in the last 2 weeks, but the Eagles didn't let that happen. The Eagles are no strangers to stopping prolific offenses. Productive offenses, when they meet Philadelphia, the production stops. The momentum is halted. Everything is done. I don't think Goff wants to come to Philadelphia. I really don't think that is the case. And you pound the rock with Saquon in those conditions, who just gets better. His second half numbers compared to his first half numbers are just, he starts slow, Saquon, a little bit, but those second half numbers, I said it on the last show, he gets better as the game goes on. Similar to Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is the same way. That fourth quarter, when that defense is run down and you're cold in the NFC Championship game, you're cold and you're tired and you're out of gas, and Saquon is just running down your throat. I don't think that the Detroit Lions want to deal with any of that. I am not scared of the Detroit Lions. I'm not scared of Jared Goff. Now, if we have to go there in the championship game, we can still win. I think the Eagles can still win. Now, I don't want to get ahead of us. Obviously, we still got games left in the entire playoffs, and anything can happen when you get in the playoffs. I'm speaking strictly if they make it to the NFC Championship game. It seems like it's destiny. These two teams are going to meet, and Nick Sirianni versus Dan Campbell is going to be the battle of coaching auras. Like, two dudes that are just unhinged on the sidelines. I think that could be really fun. But I don't think we should be terrified of the Detroit Lions and them dropping 52 on a Mac Jones-led Jaguars team who have no hope as of right now. No hope, no direction, nothing going for the Jaguars right now. And Detroit said, we're going to put a 52 on them. Two garbage time scores for no reason whatsoever. Like, what are we doing? I don't understand why we're doing this, Detroit. Is Saquon Barkley the MVP of the NFL? Maybe not at this moment, but I think he could be by the end of this year. I think that's a great conversation to be had. And Derrick Henry can certainly be in that conversation as well. I think this is the year you can make the argument that we're going to give this award to running backs. We can consider running backs. We don't want to make it. I think the stigma needs to get away from the MVP award being a QB award. History isn't helping out Saquon there. Only 4 running backs have done it since 2000. But you look at all those numbers, Saquon's numbers align right there with the numbers. Adrian Peterson had 2,300 scrimmage yards. Saquon's on pace for that. If he meets it, the voters have to say, wow, man, he's, especially if the Eagles get the number one seed. And like I said, if the Chiefs end up number one, can't give it to Mahomes based on what he's done this year. Got to look at the Eagles and say, who deserves it more, Jalen Hurts or Saquon? I'd be happy with either result, but I think that Saquon can, you can make the case for Saquon to win that award. Those were my topics for today. I wanted to give you guys, I think Saquon has a good chance, and I'm not scared of the Detroit Lions. Thank you guys for tuning into this episode of the Philly Pod. Be sure to subscribe on Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your show. Tomorrow, I will come up here to talk about the Eagles defense and how they have been producing, especially since the bye week, and where they rank and everything that they're doing to limit these offenses that come in here and put up points before they get here, and then they play Philly and have no answers. I'll talk about that on tomorrow's show. Be sure to follow me on all social media platforms at the Philly Pod. That is Instagram, that is Twitter, that is Blue Sky, that is Threads. Wherever you are digesting content, be sure to go ahead and follow me over there and keep up with everything that is going on. I'll catch you guys tomorrow, but until then, y'all, peace out from the Philly Pod.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.